Yeah, I'm just trying to talk about a bit about the what we are doing in the Western Kentucky University in collaboration with the USDA. And in 2010, we just try to think about the how the animal production systems work and what's the impact of the animal production systems to the environment. So that we thought that as soil scientists, I was concerned about the soil nutrients as the first peak of this session, all that we was thinking to look on in a different aspects over here. So we just thought to look on the soil nutrient aspect and microbial, veterinary pharmaceuticals, what's in the concentrated animal feeding operations, what it contributes to the environment. So our main objective was to just to see what's going on in a small scale beef cattle backgrounding operation. Okay. Yeah, the rationale, I think that the previous speaker just showed us the very good picture about the real feedlot situation. So that we are just working on a maybe very small scale operation, but it's common in the Kentucky situation because most of the farmers are having 150, 200 cow-calf operations or herds. So that we were thinking that whether that small-scale concentrated feeding operations can make the same environmental impacts. So it's a justification is that even though our scale is smaller, we were thinking that as a larger scale operation, this sort of small-scale operation also can make such environmental impacts. So our main question was that is the, as shown in the previous speaker's slides, is the small-scale intensified operations also make the same impacts? And we are just concerned about the soil nutrient, nitrogen, cycling bacterial communities and veterinary pharmaceuticals in these systems. And our objective was to understand the potential environmental risk from the small-scale beef cattle confinements in terms of soil nutrients, nitrogen cycling bacterials, and the veterinary pharmaceuticals. This slide shows what's the normal impact of the these components. Soil nutrients can contribute to the surface and groundwater contamination, and the veterinary pharmaceuticals, where the antibiotics being used, that antibiotic resistance can be shown when this transferred to the human in the food chain, or so the antibiotic efficacy is a problem for the human health. When you're getting the antibiotics, they are not answering for you. So that's the main cause of that, and the anti-helminthic pharmaceuticals can make the soil fauna shift and the soil ecology can be changed. And the last one, nitrogen cycling bacterial communities, is important in two aspects. It's the main, in the agronomical aspect, it's the source of nitrogen supply. And in the meantime, when it's come to mobile form, there's some risk for the environmental loss and the gas emissions. So that we were thinking in the gas emissions also can contribute to the global warming. So that we just thought we just look on the nitrogen cycling bacterial communities in these sites. Yeah, our site was somewhat very beautiful in this picture. And it is having a covered barn, and the feed area and the longing and grazing area where the animals have been then. Normally what's happening is that the cow-calf operations bring the calf to the system and they were kept in this barn for a week for under observation, and then they were let loose for this paddock with the feeders over here. So the aerial image shows this the barn and this the feed area and this the grazing area, and it said the three paddocks linked to this feed area, and they were just rotated from here to here, 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 and just ultimately leave for the feedlot operations. And each of the paddocks were connected to this feed area. When the animals are in these paddocks, they are just roaming over this location. And the important thing is this landscape is there was a sinkhole over here. Background operation was over here. So we were thinking that is there any impact from this site just making the contaminants to this site. So this site was, when we were starting this site has a history of 6 years of operation and annually is making the 6 batches of animals, each having 100 20-150 heads is the average in the Kentucky area, and it had a covered barn and three paddocks, and they were fitted with the feed ration with crude protein 13% and some other stuff. And the important thing is that in the growth, as growth promoters, they were fitted with the antibiotics, monensin and lasolicid, and the anti-helminthic drug doramectin. They were given heavily for this concentrated animal feeders. So when this site is looked from here, this is the feed area which I showed, this is the grazing and launching area, this is some retention basin, this is a sinkhole. From here to sinkhole there's 400 meters, so that and this is the site during some rainy time and how it's look like in the feed area. And this is the grass strip and the basin area. And this shows the important sites. Within this one is the barn, feed area and grass area and the basin and a sinkhole. This is the overall site what we were doing this study. And we did the soil sampling in March 2010, and we just defined these four locations: feed areas, grass and retention basin, and offsite sink locations. And we just did the soil sampling for top 6 inches or 15 centimeters. We had this much of soil sampling locations. And we analyzed the soil nutrient part for the Melic-3P, ammonium and nitrate nitrogen. And for the nitrogen cycling bacteria, we just checked for the nitrogen ammonium oxidizing bacteria and the nitrate releasing bacteria. For that, we just used the AMO gene and NARG gene as the indicator maps, genes for this. And for the veterinary pharmaceuticals, we studied these three veterinary pharmaceuticals in the landscape. And when we see the soil nutrients, we just check the soil pH. We see the soil pH is very high in the feed area. It may be contributed by a very high calcium content in the feed and spill feed and the manure concentration. And actually, this is the boundary for the feed area. And the cows, this basin and the animals were grazing over here. They are walking over here to feed area and just feed and just roam around there. So that high pH over here, that pH range, you can just see feed area, grazing area, basin and sinkhole. There's a gradient of that. And 8.2 pH over here, and the sinkhole area just only 6, and the other areas between 6.9 and 6.5. And the soil test P levels in the landscape, it was very high in the 2000, somewhere around 2000 milligrams per 2000 ppm, and it's varied to 121 in the off-site location. So you will see that the movement of the soil test phosphorus over in the landscape. Here with this fence, there was soil berm or something like that. I think this banded movement from here is because of that soil berm. But there's a gate over here, there's animal traffic car always over here, that high compaction and that less vegetation make the movement from this side, from this location, much more forward. And soil nitrate nitrogen distribution is similar. This is more advancing from this area, but it is not badly spreading as the soil test phosphorus. And the soil ammonium nitrate, just use the same banded progression over the site. It's maybe the, you see that it is not moving much more because there's a grass cover and much more infiltration, and the trapping of the things passing over here maybe cause this, curtail the movement from over to here. And this is the overall picture of the soil pH and soil test phosphorus and what are the things what we measured over here. And the nitrogen cycling bacteria community, total cells is just not much more difference, because we see the high over here, but they totally just one order difference from the other era, except these two locations, exceptional. And AMO cells, it is showing that ammonia oxidizing bacteria is less in feed areas and the other areas. It is just, I was thinking that when you see this graph, you see that here feed area is less and the sinkhole area is less. It is because of the extreme high pH and low pH. I think it is the intermediate pH is favoring the AMO. Okay, so that's why we were thinking that rather than just keeping only the bacterial communities and just link with the soil chemistry or something, that everything should explain very well what's going on here. And we just compared the, rather than the number of AMO cells, we just compared the ratio of the AMO cells to total cells. It is also in the same trend. The high proportion is over here where we see the high number. And in ARG cells, it is just similar. It is not much more variable, but you see that high peak on the feed area. And the ratio is just this high ratio is making by because of the lower values in the 2 points in the total cells. It is somewhat exceptional, these two data points. If you exclude that one, it is showing just less variability within the site. And this is the overall tree when you put together. And veterinary pharmaceutical antibiotic distribution is doramectin. You see that it is just also just confined just a few meters out of the site. And the monensing, it is just like somewhat moving, somewhat faster. But the important thing is that even though this is shown as green, there is some concentration, 0.2 to 2 nanograms per gram of soil. Because here is 12, and this should be because there is one thing, the animal had no access to move out from this fence. This is a totally out of sight location. So the thing is that this site has contributed to some movement to off-site location to the sinkhole area. So it is something to consider. And the resolute concentration is the same, but there's some movement over there. So some of the things what we see, the off-site movement can be explained by these events. I think during sometimes that you will get the high intensity rainfall events and the site is flooded, and this within site is connected to the off-site locations with the flooded. So that may explain the off-site movement of these some contaminants. And observations, what we saw is that mainly the soil nutrients are confined to the feed areas and high mobility of soil testosterone rather than these two. Maybe trophography and ground cover appear to have significant influence of the movement. And for the nitrogen cycling bacteria, it's a feed area acid that high concentrations, nitrate addition bacteria communities were less variable, and the intermediate pH in the grazing launching area favored the ammonium oxidizing bacterial communities. And the pharmaceutical compounds is the same thing, that we just see high concentration in the feed area and the limited movement from the site. And the general observation, we were thinking that from the beginning, if this feed area can be isolated with the grass buffer or something, because this grass buffer was there for 6 years when it started, so that it just can curtail the movement from the beginning, so that that may be one option when you have the small scale operations, when the feed areas were continuously using in the same location, just to isolate that locations where the high potential with some grass cover. So we just, as ongoing research, we just try to correlate the soil chemical properties with the functional groups, and we are just trying to measure the greenhouse gas emission from this site, and we are just still monitoring the spatial and temporal dynamics of the components in the landscape scale. So we acknowledge the USDRS who provide the funding for this research. Thank you.